from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's an important, important situation for both the organization and Tua and his family. Like, and everybody's aware of the importance to everyone. So, like, I don't need to remind anybody about that. You know, I think when you're working in a healthy organization, you know, there's enough empathy that, you know, I know that he wants the contract done. And he knows that there's different things when that evolve if there's not. That's a known. There's no like secret to that. So everybody's trying their best to get a deal done. So, you know, we have to rely on that and hope.
All right, that's Mike McDaniel. They want a deal done. The team wants a deal done. Everybody wants a deal. Poor Mike. Mike's going, you know, really? I just want to coach. I want to coach and get my offense going and get this team ready to go. And the last thing I want to do is sit and talk about Tua's contract. I got to have a good relationship with the front office, Chris Greer. I want to have a really good relationship with my quarterback. And why not? You know you're really good at what you do when I hear every guy in the offseason talking about 20 guys. If you put 20 guys in Mike McDaniel's offense, they could all play well. I mean, that's a compliment, right? The system, if you're buying, I don't buy that, by the way. You still got to make throws. Doesn't matter what the offense is. You still have to look people off. You still got to make throws. Sometimes a real small window between defenders. But you know, there are people that believe all that stuff. But Mike's sitting there like, really, like, hey, you're talking to the wrong guy, man. I'm the coach here. This is not like I have final say on. I'm sure they ask him who he wants to keep and who he'd like to get rid of, or if they can go a different direction because the guy's making too much and didn't play up to his salary and stuff like that. And Mike can say, yeah. But listen, man, we need, no matter what you think, we need Tua. Whatever the date is today, it's the 25th of July, we need Tua Tagovailoa. I don't care what side of the fence you're on today, I'm telling you, we need this guy. And we've gone this far, and I don't know what the numbers are. Nobody knows what the numbers are, except Tua and his agent and the team. But if we've teased them that a deal's going to get done. Now listen, maybe they're just holding out to get a little bit more and the numbers are okay and they're just waiting. And his agent said, hey, Tua, let's wait a few days and try to squeeze this up a little bit more. Maybe they're that close. I don't know. Everybody's been all over the board, honestly, in the reporting on this. Everybody, and I just feel like whoever breaks it, 14 other guys go, yeah, I heard the same thing. And that's how we all roll on this Tua Tagovailoa thing. But to go out there and ask Mike this, and he goes, well, Tua's and his family, and we want him to get a contract, and the team wants him to have a contract. And you know, everybody's going, well, Mike, how come we don't have a deal done here? How come he's sitting on the side for some of these drills and not doing them? Hey, man, he's an important piece. He's a leader on this team. Players respect and love playing with him. And that's not opinion. That's not opinion. Those guys love playing with Tua. They do. And they don't love a guy that just because he's nice. They love guys that can play. And I know he's got more to do. I mean, in the bigger picture of things, some fourth quarter throws and all those things and playing better in December and January. Yes, yes, yes. Cold weather, yes, yes, yes. And all that. But he's had a lot of good games. And he's made a lot of good throws. So I don't know what the numbers are going to be. I got to believe it's closer around 50 right now. I don't know how much of the 50 and how much of the guarantees are. I have no idea. But whatever the number is going to be, Tua Tagovailoa is going to be fine. I know he wants to get what the rest of the neighborhood's getting. I get it. He wants all the other. He wants to get what the rest of the fraternity's getting. And he should. Hell, he shouldn't have to take a back seat to Trevor Lawrence. I haven't seen, I thought Trevor Lawrence was going to be a slam dunk, like, really good day one. And all I've heard is excuses for him. Well, he doesn't have anybody to play with, and his offensive line, and this and that. And he had 1 year with the Ohio State coach, which, by the way, is fair. Because Herb was the worst all-time head football coach in the pros we've ever seen. He made Cam Cameron look like he was a Hall of Fame coach. He was so bad. That thing was a joke.
Trevor Lawrence, though, is like, I mean, he was the can't-miss prospect.
Yes.
He had an Andrew Luck type thing coming out of college.
Right on the money, yes.
Well, even when he started playing in college, they were saying how great he was.
Well, he came in and
it was right
guys
away.
Were transferring, getting the hell out of there because he was. He,
you know what's funny? That they had this that DJ Uiagalelei or whatever on Florida State. And I remember when he came in, they go, he's going to be better than Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, really good athlete.
Big-time
five-star guy out of California, and everybody thought. And here he is on his third team going to Florida State. By the way, our boy Patrick Surtain Sr., what a job. I started to say junior, who's playing for the Denver Broncos, but senior. What a job he's done. You see all those American Heritage Plantation guys he's pulled out that he coached that are now with Florida State. Bunch of them on that transfer portal. That's going to be for a later day. But, this thing on the whole Mike McDaniel thing and the Tua contract, I hope it's not every day. I hope we can get back to how the 30-year-old club is playing, get an idea and be able to talk about the defense and what it's going to look like this year and some of the changes they're going to make, who's going to be healthy and what the pass rushers are going to look like. I don't know if I can I 100% buy if your starting defensive ends can't play, Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb can't play. I don't know if I just think you can put in a system with other guys and you can automatically, short of blitzing the kitchen sink, I don't know. I don't buy that you can just, we can get, there's a lot of ways to get a pass rush. I don't think so. Because you sell out, you're leaving yourself open too, as everybody knows. Leaving yourself, if you don't get there when you go all out blitz quickly, you can be in big trouble. So I put a little more emphasis on that with Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb. And we had Adam Beasley on earlier, and B says he thinks one of those two guys could be back ready to go for the opener, Bradley Chubb or Jalen Phillips, Achilles or an ACL, basically. One had the Achilles, the other had the ACL. But
certainly no rush on either of those, right?
No, that's, hell no.
As slowly as possible.
Like, hey, can he play? We need him in September. No, they're not doing that.
Oh, by the way, I mean, your toughest games are at the end of the those last six, man. Those are the ones that really stand out. You can't have a situation like last year where get your guys dropping like flies.
Woody, great call, Woody. I'm with you. Last six, man.
But you also can't, I mean, I don't know how you approach a season that way where you're like, oh, we just got to hold, you know, till these last six, but.
Well, let's be honest. The Jacksonville team is pretty damn good.
There's no team on the schedule that you're like.
You're not playing.
First of all, there's no team in the NFL that's just a easy, you know, cupcake game, right?
No, not and that's,
we'll have one or two teams that are really bad.
So
but
we killed Denver Broncos, and they damn near got back to 500.
Yeah,
they're beating everybody at the. They went through that. They got on a win streak.
We woke them up, man.
Yeah, something happened.
Rattled their cage, and then they started.
But you do have Trevor Lawrence. You open with Trevor Lawrence, and you know they feel good about their team now, and they've added some more pieces at wide receiver. And then you go to you-know-who from Buffalo, Mr. Allen, who's 11-2 against you in his 6 years. In 6 years, you played him 13 times and beat him twice. Remember he had the ball in that last drive and was gassed after like 90 friggin' plays in the heat down here, and we won that game. And then we beat him his rookie year. I still remember the short throw on a wide-open tight end in the end zone. So that's where you are, man. So yeah, they're all important, but yeah, those last six, I'm with you. That game at starting Thanksgiving, your schedule is going to pick up, and the last two again. Hate to say it, but they are cold weather games. Cleveland and the Jets. I don't know how everybody's all over the board on the Jets. You know, like the defense, they won seven games. Aaron Rodgers is good. I heard Herm Edwards say. Aaron Rodgers is good for four wins by himself. Having Aaron Rodgers healthy for the season.
They're not going to win over 10 games. They're just not.
They have the best defense.
I know their total's at 9.5. I don't think they go over that.
They have the best defense in the AFC
they
East.
They do.
They have a really good defense.
I don't see Aaron Rodgers having a great season, man. I just don't see it. Guys haven't played in a year.
No.
He's old. He ain't getting any younger.
You're right. It wasn't a 25-year-old having an Achilles problem.
Yeah, I don't, you know, and he can talk as much as he wants about how, he, you know, he heals and he was going to come back. And I also don't know with Aaron Rodgers, Joe, how much he's fully invested in being on that team after everything that went down this offseason. You know, he's missing workouts. He's going on a vacation to Egypt. He's running for VP.
I think he's like, got a big ego, and
he does have a big ego. But I'm
part of big
know,
ego,
man.
And he's got a little something to. I wouldn't count him out, Woody.
I'm not counting him out, but
what if he plays? He's
the problem is I want so badly to see him fail.
Well, I know that, so yeah. It's a little personal.
So
a little personal.
I also strongly dislike the Jets.
To me, Aaron Rodgers is so badly wanted to be Tom Brady. So badly wanted to be.
No, that ain't gonna happen.
Hasn't been able to do that. How many fun games though? The Jets and Dolphins. Oh God! I hope he's around. Oh, I do. I want to see him. I don't want to see the backup. I want to see him. I want to see Tyrod Taylor. Is that who the backup is? Ooh. I think.
Well, that guy's been on a bunch of different teams.
Yes,
huh?
He has. He's gone through about half. He's gone through about half the league. Hey, Woody. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. We'll check in on the text machine like we try to do, and another day at camp and see what happens there. And boy, I'll tell you what, I'm excited about the Canes too, man. We'll be out there, Woody, next Wednesday. We'll be there for their
31st.
At their first practice.
Yeah,
out
and
there.
Then a week from Sunday, they got their Canes Fest over at the stadium.
Stadium, we'll have that going. And
yeah,
they got a damn good team. We'll
it's
see.
All here, man.
Got a damn good team. Everybody's raving about Cam Ward.
He was impressive, man. Got a chance to talk to him for a while up there. He's an impressive young man.
So we'll see how that goes. Kind of like talking about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Just that big offensive line's kind of like those big SUVs, man. A lot of big guys that are really good. And, boy, there's nothing like a Suburban and a Tahoe. I just heard they got the new Tahoes coming late this year with another new look that is ridiculous. They are already putting orders in. Tahoe family has already found out and putting in for the new one, and so did I for the new Tahoe at the end of the year. I can't get – I just – they're so comfortable. I talk way too much about Suburbans and Joe Tahoe, but I love my Tahoe, and I'm gonna stick with it right through retirement, man. I'm going to stick with my Tahoe. Boy, they're just fun to drive. They've got so much space. Matter of fact, I think I'm going down to Keys for a day or so this weekend. And take my family down there and take a look at everything, my dad and my sister. Not that you guys care. I'm just telling you about my family right now. But I do want to talk about my family at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Best overall products we've ever had. And when we talk about SUVs, from that Traverse, the midsize SUV, down to our smaller, boy, anything, Blazer, Trailblazer, the Equinox, we just got so much style and substance for you and your whole family. And then our number one selling Silverado truck, strong, durable Silverado trucks. New and used, by the way, a lot of used with low mileage, if that's what you're looking for. Boy, and then not only that, and I always tell everybody, we got the perfect truck for your lifestyle, whether it's full-time working truck, still need to get the kids around. We got the perfect truck for you right over to, I saw him yesterday in the showroom. Oh, my God, the Corvettes. I'm not going through a divorce, and I hope my wife and I are able to, you know, stay together. But I got to tell you, those Corvettes, they've never had an ugly Corvette, but these things are at a different level, man. They are so nice. Hey, cars, trucks, and SUVs have never looked better than they do right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer. If you're starting to look around for something new or used, just tired of what you're driving, stop by. You'll fall in love at your South Florida Chevy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dealer.
All right, Joe, a couple of things to get people caught up on.
What's
here.
That, Okeechobee Head?
If you're still, you don't want to be stuck at Okeechobee Road.
Never. Nobody wants to be with that Okie.
No. Chobee. Never want to be stuck there.
Yeah.
How about a stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler
don't
Jeep Ram.
It, bro.
.com.
If it's bad, don't say it.
Well, you want to let Tua handle the market report?
The market is the market.
All right. Thank you, Tua. He's good at that. He's good at the market report.
I haven't heard from my guys, and that's not. I don't know.
Why don't you have Dave do your stuff? He's probably good.
No, I'm not letting Dave.
He put the heavy
Dave
buy Hyde? Recommendation on CrowdStrike.
Dave. Not letting Dave Hyde do my stuff.
We have the tickets to give away. Do you want to do that now?
Yeah,
later?
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Do it.
Slightly Stupid, The Dirty Heads, and More are coming to I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm on August 2nd. Caller number 5.
Yeah,
305-567-0560. You get to go to this event. It is a Live Nation show.
Are you done?
What?
You just crack yourself
I'm
up,
not. Man. I don't think it's funny.
You do.
You want some text?
Anything that's like, like you can be a 7-year-old, like grabbing your little, you realize you're a little guy and you grab it. You're so excited. Go ahead. You really are. You're like a 2-year-old. It's like that Milpitas stuff. It's like you're like a 2-year-old.
Speaking of that, when's the mayor coming in?
I don't know where the mayor is. I don't know. I hope he's okay. Hate to bug him. Yeah. You know, he went to California. I don't.
He was on a goodwill mission to old Milpitas up there.
He did go out there for his. So Bo's one of those guys, through all the years of living 3,000 miles away from where he grew up, has stayed good friends with like 20 guys he went to high school with.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is pretty cool, right? That you're still that close to a bunch of your guys from high school, and they're all still around. He sees them in Northern California. All right.
Yeah, it's a good run. I have some guys. I still.
How many guys you still see from high school?
I mean, I see a lot of the guys I grew up with. They all still live down here.
Does that mean
so, like, I mean, way before high school, yeah. A lot of these guys, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good, man.
This is a good text. This is really good. The Jets say they're not worried about Rodgers' Egypt trip, but they are just in denial.
What are they going to do?
No, denial, like the river.
Yeah.
You didn't get it.
No, I didn't. I didn't get it, no.
That was a good joke.
Well, I'm sitting here watching
no?
the Jets overrated or underrated, and Rodgers talking about they're one of 8 to 12 teams that can actually reach the Super Bowl. And I'm going, wow, what a jump that is, man.
I so badly want to see him fail.
I want to see him play.
I can't even hide it, bro.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to see him get hurt. I want to see him play.
I don't want to wish injury on anyone, so I'll just do this. I'd like to see him play, but play very, very poorly. I want to see him have a bad time out there.
Well, first of all, you start hoping people get hurt. You're going to put a whammy. You'll be the first guy that gets hurt, and apparently it doesn't take much for you to get hurt.
561 goes, who do you hate more, Rodgers, Jets, Greenberg? Pick one. They all suck in different ways, right?
Apparently ESPN doesn't care that all those guys sit up there and kiss the New York team's asses and just openly as national shows. Not local shows, but national shows.
What's going on with these TV shows, man? By the way, every day I go on Twitter, I see Paul Pierce is apologizing for something else.
What else can you
do? I have no idea. He says something, I guess, every day. Now, obviously, no one's watching that show.
I didn't realize he helped LeBron so much in his career. I guess he thought for a while that he and LeBron were at the same level of play or something.
Just go to Awful Announcing website. They every day, Paul Pierce apologizing for something he did.
Hey, well, listen, I'm done with you. We're going to have Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network come up here. I'm glad we got through this today because I knew this was going to be a lot of Tua Tagovailoa. Maybe it's getting closer. Maybe they saw what was going on yesterday, both sides, and said, hey, let's get something done tonight, man. Let's get something done today. So we don't have Tua in part of the drills and watching part of them and the coach going over to talk to him, see if he's okay. And we can get him back and everybody will be happy and we can move on and see what happens. Hey, before we do jump on Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network, I'm not an attorney for a law firm, but I do want to tell everybody about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. I do. If you've been injured in an accident, a lot of people make a lot of promises. You see a lot of people spend a lot of money on the radio and a lot of money on the TV to get their message across. Some of them have little dogs and stuff. I just want to let you know, I know these guys, and I know communication is a big thing. Like when you come in, and sometimes if your case is not that big, maybe it's not a priority, or the attorney they turned your case over to is not staying in contact with you, so you don't know how things are going. I just want to let you know, man, you can make a change anytime you want, and for a free second opinion on your injury case, I want you to call Cohen and Judah. Check it out. Go, hey, can you take a look? These guys, I haven't even heard from them. I have no idea what's going on. And that's one thing about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah and their 33 years of experience here in Plantation. These guys, the guys that have their name on the law firm are the guys that are going to handle your case from start to finish. Small enough to handle the fender bender, big enough to go to trial against the largest companies in South Florida. And as Harvey always says, two things. You can always get a hold of me, even on the weekends. We want our clients to know. Call me whenever you need. Something's bugging you, something you don't know about, something you've been thinking about, it's bothering you. He'll always answer his phone. Boy, that's refreshing. That's called great service, and that's called being a really good attorney. That's what that's called. Excellent client reviews. I want you to check them out. Go to CohenandJudah.com, CohenandJudah.com. They'll handle your case from start to finish. 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-324-7333. If you're not happy where you are right now, you've been injured in an accident and don't like what you're getting from that law firm, get the hell out of there, man, and check out Harvey and Gary. They'll take good care of you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.